throughout Colorado, played high school football here, played college football here, and just being able to stay in Colorado and have an opportunity to play professional football for the Broncos is definitely a dream come true, and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
What's it like being on the field as opposed to maybe when you were younger watching it from the sideline?
It's a lot different than I thought it was going to be, that's for sure. It's a lot of hard work. It's very, very intense, and it's going to take a lot for me to make this team, but I'm up for the challenge. I'm looking forward to it.
What has been the biggest jump from the Big 12 to
The size and the speed of the game and just the mental aspect too. There's a lot of plays. You got to, you know, multiple positions, and if you don't do it right, then you're not going to be on the field. So it's just a lot of pressure.
Sure. You're right. Can we talk a little bit about that pressure? How much pressure do you feel at this point? I mean, like you say, it's kind of an uphill battle. Talk about the pressure.
Yeah, it's training camp. You know, and any day your number can be called and you can be cut off the team. And so I'm just trying to do everything that I possibly can to make sure that I don't get cut. And I'll do whatever the coaches ask me to do. And you know, that definitely puts a lot of pressure on me. But like I said, I'm up for the challenge.
You feel it every minute on the field?
When you're on the practice field, you don't really think about it. You know, you're concentrated on what you have to do. But, you know, definitely when in your off time and during the meetings, you're definitely thinking about everything that you can do to better yourself and help yourself make the team.
Maybe you're at the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I do feel for the guy, but yeah, you know, he's a very tough individual and works very hard, and he's doing everything that he can do to make the team, and you know, I respect him, and I'll follow him any day.
Would it be fair to say that in your athletic career, he might be the athlete you're looking at who maybe faces the most pressure of anybody you've ever seen?
Yeah, I don't really know that for sure. I mean, I haven't been around the NFL very much, and you know, I met Tim Tebow for what, like 3 or 4 months now, so it's hard to say that, but. You know, he was a great college quarterback, so people are definitely expecting great things out of him. But, you know, either way, he's a great guy, a great individual, and even if he doesn't have any success on the football field, he'll still be a great guy.
He likes that pressure?
Oh, yeah, I think he definitely thrives on it. He's a competitor. You know, watching him out here and all the workouts, he's always coming in first place, and he's just one hell of a guy, hard worker. Yeah, no problem.